I'm Alec Bain, and I'm here with the editor of the winter 2011 Ryerson Review of Journalism, Liam Casey. And Liam, how is local news doing?
Well, we have a package that features five stories.
Could you tell us a little bit about the stories?
Sure. We were looking into Matt Galloway's transition from Andy Berry, the host of CBC's Metro Morning, and how that transition is actually going. Andy Berry actually took the show to number one during his 15 years there. So the question is, can Matt Galloway, who's fairly different from Andy Berry, can he keep it at that lofty status?
So what's happening over in London, Liam?
Well, we have another author that's looking into the TV situation down in London, specifically A, or formerly known as A Channel. And it is actually also struggling, but there is still an appetite for local news in London, but it's just that most people are now getting it from the London Free Press. A good example of the appetite and how local news could be affecting viewers or readers in London is that they had a fairly low turnout for the election in London, and some people are saying that it could be the fact that there's not as much local coverage into local issues, municipal issues, as there used to be. So our author sort of explores what's happening on the London TV scene.
I also hear, Toronto-based that is, that there's a story on Open File. Can you tell us a little bit about Open File or the story that's going to be published?
Well, why don't we let the author tell us a little bit about it?
So I'm Wendy, and I looked into Open File.
Now, a term that's being thrown around quite a bit, I'm sure you've run into, is hyperlocal. What is hyperlocal?
Yeah, hyperlocal is when the news goes to like a 3 to 4 block or bigger or smaller area. It's just sort of looking at providing news that is really small scale. So Open File does that regularly, and they want to look at communities as sort of their own hub of information.
And moving over to Liam, you mentioned that some local news stations or mediums weren't doing so well. Which ones aren't doing so well, Liam?
We have a piece on City TV and exploring sort of basically how it's changed over the past 40 years. 20 years ago, it was considered cutting edge, even though it was low-cost journalism, but it was done in a unique way. It was diverse, and it really represented the city. And somewhere along the way, within the past 20 years, it has changed completely. It's no longer unique. It's, you know, very corporate. It also has lost its on-air diversity, and it doesn't really connect with viewers the way it used to. And so we're going to explore that further in the piece.
On the flip side, we have Swerve out west. What can we expect from that story, Liam?
Well, Swerve is a weekly insert in the Calgary Herald, and it's actually focusing a lot more on long-form journalism, which is actually struggling generally across the country. But Swerve is showing that long-form is not dead and, in fact, could actually be a solution to a lot of the newspaper's financial problems. It's been a financial boon to the Herald and Post-Media News. And our author looks into Swerve, as well as profiling the editor-in-chief, Shelley Youngblunt, and how, you know, this could be a new model, potentially, for newspapers.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Liam. Thanks, Wendy. Be sure to check out our local package this coming issue of the Ryerson Review of Journalism. I'm Alec Bain.